Welcome you. Today, we're diving into something pretty groundbreaking in AI. It's a new framework called Ternary Moral Logic, or TML, and it's really challenging the basic way AI makes decisions, moving beyond just yes or no. At its heart is this idea called the sacred pause. Think about an AI that actually stops to, well, think ethically. Our mission today is to unpack this, see how it works, and figure out its place in, the bigger AI ethics picture. What's really interesting is where this came from. It wasn't just some academic exercise. The creator, Lev Gokassian, was actually facing a terminal diagnosis. And he was apparently quite haunted by AI's instant decisions, wanting to give it more wisdom, I guess.
Yeah, and what's so fascinating, is how TML fundamentally shifts things away from just binary zero or one thinking. Traditional AI, it gets stuck in that huge middle ground, those morally murky situations.
Right.
Like, take that classic example. Should an AI tell a friend their partner might be cheating? A simple yes or no just feels, well, wrong, doesn't it? It's incomplete. TML gives us this crucial third option.
That's such a human problem, isn't it? We agonize over things like that. So, okay, if it's not just yes, no, what is this third path? How does TML structure this? You mentioned voices.
Exactly. Voices. TML uses three decision states. So first, you've got plus one. That's the voice of confidence for clear ethical stuff like helping you write a thank you note. Pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Simple enough. Then there's Machina One, the voice of moral resistance for obvious harm. But even then, it's designed to be, well, caring. It explains why it's refusing, maybe offers alternatives. It doesn't just stonewall you.
Right, not just error, cannot comply.
Exactly. But the real innovation is zero, the voice of wisdom. That's the sacred pause. When the AI faces something iffy, potential danger, ambiguity, it doesn't just barrel ahead or refuse outright. It pauses.
It pauses.
Yes, and it asks questions like, why do you need this? Or can you tell me a bit more? It's deliberately choosing not to act until it gets the ethical picture. It's a move from just, executing commands to actual deliberation.
Wow. Okay, that is a big shift. An AI that actually thinks before it leaps. But is this just a nice idea philosophically? Or is there like a mechanism behind it? How does it work?
Oh, it's definitely operationalized. It's not just theory. TML backs this up with something quantitative,
Oh.
the stakeholder proportional risk level, SPRL.
SPRL. Okay, so that's what tells the AI, hold on, time to pause. How does it calculate that risk level?
Right. It uses a specific formula, impact multiplied by vulnerability, multiplied by probability. Impact X vulnerability, X probability. Simple looking, but powerful. And this generates a single score, a value that then tells the AI what to do.
Okay, and here's what I found really interesting for, real world speed. The SPRL check runs in parallel with the main task, right? So like a self-driving car needing to slam on the brakes, that happens instantly. The ethical check doesn't delay the critical action. It happens alongside it, asynchronously.
Precisely. The action happens, the ethical log gets generated, but doesn't hold things up. So, based on that SPRL score, 0.0 to 0.3, it's a go, proceed. 0.3 up to 0.8, that triggers the sacred pause and the detailed moral trace log. And 0.8 to 1.0, that's a prohibit, full stop.
But wait a second. If the score is, say, 0.79, it pauses, but 0.81, it refuses.
Well, yes, based on the defined thresholds. And that brings up a really important point.
Yeah, because who defines those thresholds? 0.3, 0.8? That seem kind of arbitrary. If organizations set their own thresholds, could they just tweak them to avoid pausing when it's, inconvenient? Isn't that a loophole?
That's a huge question. And TML tries to address this directly, tackling that whole accountability sink problem we see with AI, where nobody's quite sure who's responsible when things go wrong. TML uses built-in tamper-resistant systems for transparency.
What does that look like?
So during that sacred pause, or even with the perceived prohibit decisions, the AI creates what's called a moral trace log. It's designed to be immutable, unchangeable, and complete. It documents the why behind the decision, makes the whole process transparent, auditable.
Okay, immutable logs. But how do you guarantee they're immutable and actually get recorded properly? You mentioned something called the hybrid shield.
Right, the hybrid shield, that's the enforcement mechanism, essentially. These logs, they're cryptographically verified and sent in real time to a network of, I think it's 11 independent oversight bodies.
11. Wow. Like who?
Places like Stanford, MIT, even the UN are proposed, big names. And crucially, there are supposedly severe legal penalties tied to it. Missing logs, false logs, it creates an irrebuttable presumption of guilt. strong stuff.
So serious teeth behind the transparency.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And if you look at the bigger picture here, TML tries to move us past that human in the loop model. That model often just makes the human the scapegoat, the accountability sink again.
Right.
Instead, TML aims for more of a moral partnership. The AI isn't just a tool, it's collaborating in the ethical thinking. And if you compare it to, say, the big global guidelines, EU ethics guidelines, IE standards, OECD principles, those are often quite high level, quite abstract.
Yeah, lots of principles, less on the how-to.
Exactly. TML offers a prescriptive computational way to actually do it, to put those principles into practice. It's trying to bridge that gap between theory and code.
So, wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for you, for us? TML really does feel like a paradigm shift, doesn't it?
Mm.
Reframing AI ethics not as an add-on, but as something native, running in parallel, built right into the AI's digital veins, so to speak.
Absolutely. The goal seems to be positioning AI as, and this is the quote I like, humanity's moral partners rather than moral replacements.
Moral partners. I like that. But it really makes you think, though. If TML's full power depends so much on us, on human governance setting those thresholds, defining impact and vulnerability, ensuring that hybrid shield works, well, how confident are we in our own ethical frameworks to guide these systems properly? Are we wise enough to handle AI that pauses to ask why? Definitely something to mull over.